fluffy bread, fresh tortillas, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and seriously, great taste. Made from a new recipe using heart-healthy olive oil and resistant wheat starch that acts as a prebiotic fiber to promote gut health, Hero Bread products have more of the dietary fiber and protein you want without the net carbs and sugar you don't. There's something for every craving. Sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas, plus monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites with no compromise. Like the 2 gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.co.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Off with True Blue LA. It's Friday, July 1st. This is Eric Steven, and the Dodgers closed out June on a high note. The first of a showdown series against the Padres. Weirdly, the first time the two teams are playing in Los Angeles this season, and just the second series of the year between them. Four-game series. It was the most lopsided pitching matchup of the series. This one tilted towards San Diego with Joe Musgrove, who's just been their ace, going deep just about every game. He was third in the National League in ERA coming in, and near the top in innings, I believe he's after Thursday's game, he's top six. And Mitch White was going for the Dodgers, and Mitch White sort of held his own through 4 2/3 against Musgrove. Was kind of cruising through six. He had only given up one run to that point. It was a home run by Justin Turner. And then he walked Max Muncy in the seventh, and Justin Turner hit another home run. It was notable for Turner because Turner hadn't homered since May 18th. He's had a sort of a down year. 147 plate appearances and 34 games without a home run for Turner. But they got it at just the perfect time. That was enough to beat Musgrove, who struck out 10 in his 7 innings. He was really good. The Dodgers got quality relief work out of Justin Brule, Evan Phillips, Alex Vesia, and then Craig Kimbrell with a clean inning in the ninth. And they beat the Padres. So the Dodgers end June. It was kind of a weird month. They were 14-12 in the month. They could have gone... they had to have a little bit of a rally there to get over 500, but they are still in first, and the win over the Padres puts them 2.5 games up. You know how baseball works. Just because the matchup favored the Padres doesn't mean that the Dodgers are going to steamroll now. But yeah, that was as good of a win as you could have hoped for in the opener of a series. But yeah, that's not necessarily the thrust of what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about some All-Stars. The All-Star game is in Los Angeles this year at Dodger Stadium, hosting for the first time since 1980. Of course, the Dodgers were supposed to host in 2020, but the game got wiped out by the pandemic. Major League Baseball sort of really drags out the process of how the rosters are composed. There's each roster... has 32 players. That's 20 position players and 12 pitchers. First comes the fan vote. Then the player vote happens. They announce the starters, and then they announce the full rosters after that. The full rosters include the players voting in their people. Then the commissioner's office fills in the rest. Every team has to get represented. I'll go into the process a little bit, but... So Thursday at Dodger Stadium was a bobblehead night for another Turner, Trey Turner. He is one of two Dodgers with a chance still to start the All-Star game. So the way the fan voting works, they've sort of dragged this process out a little bit. now there's two phases of voting. So there's phase one, which was complete earlier Thursday. Then they announced the results. So the top two at each position advanced to phase two, and the voting totals reset. Phase two isn't until next week, like Tuesday to Friday. Then they announced the starters Friday night, and then Sunday they announced the full rosters. But that's then. So for now, the only two Dodgers who got in the top two, or in the outfield's case, top six, were Trey Turner and Mookie Betts. Now, it was interesting. Mookie Betts in the MLB announces periodic updates for the fan votes. Like, here's who's leading through this period. And Mookie Betts had the top vote total, not just in the outfield, but in the National League. The first two updates they had over the last, like, week. And then today, when the voting came out, he was second to Ronald Acuna Jr. So it's significant only because the top vote getter in each league gets an automatic starting spot. They don't have to go to this phase two thing next week. So Ronald Acuna Jr. automatically starting again. He's actually on the injured list, although I think he's going to get activated pretty soon here for the Braves. And then Aaron Judge of the Yankees was the top vote getter in the American League. So he'll be starting. And then now, so I think Mookie's still going to pretty easily start. Like, there's only four players in the outfield vying for two spots. We'll get into the details in a second. But yeah, so Trey Turner and Mookie Betts still have a chance to start. Now, Mookie Betts is injured himself. He has not played since June 15th, I think. It looks like he's getting close to returning. At least, like, he's doing all the baseball activities now. And I think Dave Roberts told reporters before Thursday's game, he mentioned earlier in the week that Mookie might DH when he first came back. He mentioned the possibility of second base again, which has sort of been this real weird, funny, like, intermittent thing that Betts has been doing. In 2020, it seemed like he did it once because he kind of wanted to, but he tends to do it when he's sort of dealing with an injury or something. Like, I believe Dave Roberts said this time that I guess Mookie's affected more by the throwing with his cracked rib than hitting. So they try to limit that maybe with him at second. Who knows? Sometimes I just think that Mookie just kind of wants to play second base every once in a while, and this is sort of a way to do it. It might be a little weird, but hey, what are you going to do? We'll talk about more details of the voting after this. Okay, so on to phase two of the voting. That runs from Tuesday, July 5th to Friday, July 8th, and then the starters are announced on July 8th. It's top two at each position. So you have Dansby Swanson and Trey Turner. Trey Turner got the most votes in phase one, but those votes don't count for the next round. So it's just a one-on-one battle between those two. See who starts. They have, like, remarkably similar numbers. I think Swanson's ahead by both FanGraphs and Baseball Reference WAR by a small amount, mostly because of defense. I think Turner has a slight edge offensively, but their numbers are really close just overall. So Turner made the All-Star team last year for the first time as a reserve when he was with the Nationals. And in a weird quirk, he played in the game at the same time Justin Turner played in the game, and they batted back-to-back. And famously last year on Justin Turner's wife, Courtney, her Holding Court podcast, he told the story of how Trey said, like, isn't this awesome? Like, is this the first time, like, Turner and Turner have batted back-to-back or something? I think it was definitely in an All-Star game. I remember looking this up, and the only time I could find with, like, Turner's batting back-to-back was included, like, Jacob Turner, a pitcher. So it didn't, you know, not really fitting the spirit of the rule. But I thought that was pretty funny. And then in the outfield, it's pretty neat. You have Mookie Betts is among the four remaining for two spots. And then you have Jock Peterson, which would be, he has become, like, incredibly popular. Part of it, like, look, he's played in four of the last five World Series, obviously he with the Dodgers, and then last year with the Braves. He had the longest. He was the center of, like, the weirdest, funnest story of the baseball season so far. The fantasy football kerfuffle with Tommy Pham when Peterson got slapped. So Peterson, I think, got, like, the goodwill part of that because he was sort of, I think, seen as the victim. But that story just never died. It, like, seemed like there was something added to it every day. Like, Mike Trout was the commissioner. All this stuff, like, it seemed to add a new dimension every few days. I thought that was going to be the story that lasts the longest, but the way, like, the Freddie Freeman agents, Braves offseason has been sort of stretched on, we got it might rival it at some point. Casey Close, Freeman's agent with Excel, he's come out with statements like back-to-back days, one more forceful than the other. He's accused the Braves of leaking information to make him look bad. I think Doug Gottlieb reported on what was it, Wednesday, that the Freeman's agents didn't tell him about, like, the last Braves offer, which is why Freeman was mad, and he just learned of this, which is why he had fired his agents, although Freeman insisted the other day that that hasn't been finalized, that it's fluid situation, but it sounds like he might be on the outs with his agents, and you don't really know who's, like, saving face here. All I know is that story doesn't seem to die, and who knows what we're going to get in the next few days on that. But back to the All-Star thing. So, you know, those two are the starters, potential starters for the Dodgers. I would imagine if they don't make it a starter, they're probably going to make it as a reserve. The other sort of probably, you know, most likely options. Well, I think we'll get into the pitchers maybe next week because that's a whole different scenario. But you have Will Smith at catcher and Freddie Freeman at first base. Freeman was third among first basemen in voting, so he didn't make the final two. Paul Goldschmidt, Pete Alonso, both having excellent years. Can't really argue there. Will Smith was fourth at catcher. So the issue with Will Smith, he's probably deserving of an All-Star nod, but, like, let's say Wilson Contreras, like, pretty deservedly wins the starting spot. And it's just a matter of will the National League carry three catchers? So it might depend on, you know, whether I don't know if it's going to depend on whether, like, a team necessarily, if a catcher is going to be a team's only All-Star. Because, among the contenders, like, most of those teams are good enough to have more than one. So it doesn't necessarily come down to that. But the process basically goes, the fans elect the nine starters, including DH in both leagues, not the pitchers. The players elect nine position players, including DH. They also elect five starting pitchers and three relievers. And then the commissioner's office picks four more pitchers to round out the roster, and two position players. So I looked in the past. So since 2016, we have five All-Star games from 2016 to 2021. There wasn't one in 2020. The American League and National League both had three catchers in 2016. Since then, the American League has only had two catchers every year. The National League had three catchers in 2018 and 2019. So really, it might just come down to whether they carry a third catcher or not, or whether Will Smith, is popular enough with the players to have earned their vote, or at least in the top two with, say, Wilson Contreras. Because if the players' top selection is the fans' vote for the All-Star, they just go to the number two spot for that. So it's going to be interesting to see how that sort of plays out. And again, we'll break down the pitchers next week, but yeah, we head into a holiday weekend here with July 4th coming on Monday. The Dodgers have three more games against the Padres. Should be a fun series. They're the 1-2 teams in the National League West, and the Dodgers are looking to expand their lead. So Hope you enjoyed the weekend. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. And we will talk to you next week.